Senior leaders at the Veterans Affairs Department say the legislation that's supposed to help them hold their senior executives accountable and punish them more quickly, it's not working. The department and Congress are considering changes to the Veterans Access, Choice, and Accountability Act of 2014. The standout option is a proposal from the VA itself. Calls for change are growing louder now after three recent decisions overturning VA punishments from the Merit Systems Protection Board. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco is here to tell us what she's learning from VA and Congress. Nicole, what is VA proposing to Congress and why?
So what the agency wants to do is change what authorities they currently have under the Veterans Access, Choice, and Accountability Act of 2014.
The CHOICE Act is its shorthand.
Exactly. And what we're seeing those changes come out to is a form of legislation, a proposal from VA that would essentially strip agency senior executives of their rights to appeal to the Merit Systems Protection Board, and that's when they face disciplinary action. This is something that they have currently under Title V, and the proposal requests that they move under Title 38. And what's interesting about this is we got a copy of the draft legislative proposal, and VA explicitly said the current VA executive accountability authorities do not work. So that's pretty explicit right there in what they're saying. And they're suggesting that what they currently have under the CHOICE Act, especially as the department is trying to make so many changes under this transformation, we're hearing all about these initiatives that the department is working on to improve services to veterans. They're saying that while they're undergoing all of this, the authorities that they have to hold their employees accountable aren't working. And so again, like I mentioned, the core of that is moving them from Title V to Title 38.
The authorities, by the way, that aren't working is because three major actions against senior executives were overturned by the administrative judge at the Merit Systems Protection Board, and neither the agency nor that person can appeal anymore to the board itself.
Right. And what I found interesting in all of this was we got a copy of an email that VA Secretary Bob McDonald sent to his senior executives, and he said that our interest in changing your classification, I guess, under Title 38 predates those decisions, and we've been interested in this long before these cases came out. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know, but what we definitely can say is that their calls for changes to this legislation are growing louder in the midst of these three cases that we'll get into from MSPB. There are a few other changes that they would include that they're including in this proposal. One of them is, you know, changing how the department appoints and onboards these senior executives and even how they pay them, too. That's all included in this proposal. VA Deputy Secretary Sloan Gibson said he recognized from the beginning that the CHOICE Act didn't actually change what the agency had to prove when it went before MSPB. But he's surprised by the direction that MSPB has taken with these three most recent decisions. Here's VA Deputy Secretary Sloan Gibson. He spoke with reporters a few days ago, actually on the day that Diana Rubins went back to work in Philadelphia.
There is some deference. There is almost a presumption on the part of MSPB that if the charge is sustained, then the punishment follows. And that explicitly that Douglas factors or other extenuating circumstances not be applied. And yet the MSPB is choosing to do that. We don't happen to agree with that, but that's the MSPB. So I would say in that particular respect, no, it's not working the way I thought or expected it would be working.
That was VA Deputy Secretary Sloan Gibson. Again, you sort of heard there that he doesn't agree with the way that MSPB is going about these decisions in these cases, and we'll get a little bit more into the specifics behind that in a minute.
So what are the criticisms that you're hearing about the MSPB coming from VA? What is it they don't like about what they're doing?
I spoke with William Wiley. He's an attorney and former chief counsel to the chairman of MSPB, and he's now the co-founder of what's called the Federal Employment Law Training Group. And what he said I found really interesting. He says that VA is reacting to a new direction that the board has adopted since 2010. And what he's saying here is that the judges are looking at the evidence and making a decision about whether or not they think that what the agency decided is right or wrong, not whether or not the evidence stands and then the punishment then stands. So Gibson is the deciding official in these cases. He's the one that is penalizing these employees. And he's arguing that if the VA's evidence proves the senior executive did commit misconduct, the agency's punishment should stand, and the judge shouldn't consider any other circumstances, whether or not it agrees or disagrees with what that punishment actually was. So to give you an example, Linda Weiss, she was the former director of the Albany Veterans Administration Medical Center.
The most recent case that was overturned.
Exactly. And in this case, the MSPB judge agreed she should have done more to discipline a few employees that she was in charge of.
The infamous nurse there.
Exactly. But the VA's decision to fire her was too harsh, MSPB said. They considered some of the evidence and other circumstances there. And the judge actually said that considering the 42 years of experience that she has where nothing has really gone wrong under her watch, it doesn't make any sense for the VA to fire her. So Wiley says that this sort of shift in judgment that he sees, it actually began back in 2010 when the board began considering whether or not that punishment was consistent with other penalties it imposed on employees involved in the same misconduct. And that's one of those circumstances is called the Douglas factors. There's
right.
12 of them.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. And so that's the view of the agency. What about the MSPB itself? What is their view on this?
Right. And you spoke to the chairman, Susan Swade Grundman.
Yes, that interview available right now at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.
Right. And I thought she had a really interesting perspective on all of this. She says that the administrative judges are doing the best they can, that they are following the law as it stands. And the most interesting part of this was when she said, we're not at war with VA or Congress. We're just trying to do our jobs. Our agency has 220 people in it. And so
versus 200,000 at VA or something.
Right. And she detailed a little bit of the cost that this creates to the agency. These administrative judges have to drop all of the other cases that they're working on to solely focus on a VA appeals case. It's all VA all the time when they get this case in, and they have multiple staff members helping them with this.
And yeah, so, she said the volume of paperwork is overwhelming, and it becomes a 24/7 job to get through what she described as thousands of pages
right.
of evidence.
Right. And her response to this was she wasn't really surprised that this is how VA is seeing it. She says that in some cases, the employee can win, in some cases, the employee can lose. And I think, to use her words, she says that maybe everyone wasn't expecting that. They weren't expecting this to happen.
A law with some unintended consequences. So that gets us back to the proposal that VA has put forth to just take the thing out of MSPB altogether, put it, as you said earlier, into Section 38. So what happens next?
At this point, the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees have said that they're both looking through this proposal, and they plan to include this proposal in a package of veterans legislation that they're currently discussing. I didn't get a real clear timeline on when we would see, you know, this start to come out, but I think the goal is a year. They want to get this done within the year. Now, House VA Committee Chairman Jeff Miller, he has an interesting perspective on this. He argued that he was one of the people that wanted MSPB out of this to begin with, and he said that if they had gone with his original proposal, none of this would be happening right now. We wouldn't be having this conversation to begin with.
So it sounds like this legislation could have a good chance.
Possibly. Now, what's interesting here is the person that did want this proposal, this piece that would include MSPB in the process, was the then chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, and that was Bernie Sanders. And he insisted that MSPB stay involved in this process. And so that's why we have that in the law. And I think there was a little bit of different members saying, I'm not going to vote for this unless MSPB is part of the equation here.
Okay. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks for that very complete report.
Thank you.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.